Saturday, September 14th. I've had the most horrible week ever. Why? Because Mackenzie has been trashing my life. First, she ruined my chances in the avant-garde art competition. Second, she dissed me by not inviting me to her party. Third, she ridiculed me by calling me uncivilized. Fourth, she publicly humiliated me by giving me an invitation and then uninviting me. Fifth, she tried to steal the one true love of my life, Brandon Roberts, by twirling her hair and flirting with him. I planned to spend my entire weekend just sitting on my bed in my pajamas, staring at the wall and sulking, which, strangely enough, always seems to make me feel a lot better. But my plans were completely ruined. Around noon, my mom came bouncing into my room all cheerful and announced that for lunch we were having a family cookout on the grill. She said, "Honey, get dressed quick and come out into the backyard and join the fun." Well, obviously I wasn't in the mood for fun, and I just wanted to be left alone. And I didn't like hanging out in our backyard, because I have seen some fairly large spiders out there. I have a thing about spiders. They creep me out. Also, my physician has diagnosed me as being highly allergic to pests that suck human blood, such as spiders, mosquitoes, leeches, and vampires. My life motto is, bloodsuckers cannot be trusted. Anyway, when I went outside, my dad was all dressed up in his matching chef hat and apron that we got him for Father's Day. It said, "My dad is the world's greatest cook." But most of the letters had faded off in the wash. And now it says, "My dad eat as ook." How we got that gift was actually kind of embarrassing. Mom drove me and Brianna to Walmart and gave us $30 to spend on a nice Father's Day present for Dad. But after Brianna bought a tattoo and tan fashion doll for $9.99, and I bought the new Miley Cyrus CD for $14, we only had $6.01 left over to use for Dad, which wasn't a whole lot of money. Lucky for us, I spotted these hideous hot pink chef hats with matching aprons in a clearance bin for only $3.87. We had a choice of kiss the cook, when mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, Detroit Pistons rule, or my dad is the world's greatest cook, in orange fluorescent lettering. And since the gift was dirt cheap, we still had like $2.14 left to buy a Father's Day card. But I convinced Brianna that Dad would much rather have a handmade card from us that she could make for free using notebook paper, crayons, and glitter. She totally bought into it, and I used the last few dollars to buy myself popcorn and an extra large strawberry mango smoothie. The snacks tasted good, considering the fact that I was starving at the time and they came from Walmart. Who would have thunk Dad would have loved that tacky gift so much? This is the absolute best Father's Day gift I've ever received in my entire life, he said, and got all teary-eyed. Which is not saying much, because every year Brianna and I outdid ourselves finding cruddy Father's Day gifts. But we always managed to snag some really great swag for ourselves. Father's Day is now our favorite holiday after our birthdays and Christmas. Anyway, my dad was grilling the meat while whistling old disco tunes. Then, out of the blue, he suddenly developed a major complication. Not with his whistling, but his grilling. I guess you could call it a bug problem. So when he told me to run into the house and get the can of bug spray, I had a really bad feeling about it. I was like, "Dad, are you sure?" And he was like, I don't plan on sharing my $20 steaks with these pesky flies. Well, that was a big mistake, because the bugs were not pesky flies. You'd think an experienced exterminator would recognize a fly when he saw one. Unfortunately for Dad, he was dealing with a nest of very angry hornet wasps. Well, our cookout ended up being a total disaster. To make Dad feel better, we all complimented him on how handsome he looked in his snazzy chef hat and apron, even though he was a little dirty from knocking over the neighbor lady's garbage cans when he was running away from those wasps. Poor Dad. However, the good news is that I was able to go back up to my room and put in a few more hours of intense sulking. Whoa!